meditate, okay? Turn off your phone and blow your nose at the same time. It worked. Ready? We blow for a few minutes. Okay, here we go. Then relax your forehead. Relax the corners of your mouth. Relax your hands. Relax your shoulders. Pull in your stomach a little bit. And come to your breath. Watch your breath. Then think back on things that you did today since you woke up to now. Just go back through the day, and there's not big things. It's not like you had a big event in your life or something, but many small things, many small memories. Each time you remember doing something or saying something, each small thing that you did today, is it going to help you when you die or not? You know, was it a good thing to do? Will it help you die, or will it not help me die? And divine, somebody owes me $50 over there. I'll collect it afterwards. Divide all the stuff that happened today into two parts. You know, these things help me when I die, and these things don't help me. Life is not all big things. Life is all small things. Small things you said, small things you did. Now think about all the things you did which will help your next life, help after you die. And think about how your old friends would think about those things. Oh, I did a death meditation this morning. Then your old friends in your old life, they will think that's pretty stupid, or that's depressing, or that's pretty morbid, that's a sad thing to think about. Why are you meditating on death? Or today I made tormas, little red cakes to give to the spirits so I will have a good retreat. And think about how your old friends or maybe some of your family, that little red cake looks so stupid to them, and it looks like a foolish thing to sit in the desert and make little red cakes, put them outside on rocks. And it seems very naive or foolish, superstitious. And sitting and meditating quietly doesn't achieve anything. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't make anything. Then try to feel the conflict between the way most people think and these activities, meditating, thinking about death, trying to have a quiet retreat, making tormas. Feel the tension between these activities and what most of the world thinks is valuable. And try to get it clear in your mind that these are more important. These will help you after you die. And most of the things that other people are doing, they seem to be pretty useless. Collect money, build house, and then you die, and the money goes away. The house gets sold to somebody else moves into the house. It seems, from the Dharma side, it's foolish to collect money and house and things if you have to lose them. Everybody has to lose them. So maybe those people are crazy and maybe you're not crazy. And just think about it. Most of the things you do for your next life, they look crazy to other people. And most of the things that other people do seem to be hopeless, waste of time. And make it clear in your mind what's more important for you. This is the next meditation. We'll spend 10 minutes here. Be uncatchable. Don't let people talk you out of it. Don't regret the decisions you made to practice Dharma. And keep that determination by your side. Then please come back to your breath, three slow breaths. And then slowly open your eyes. Take a stretch. You're doing very good. A very nice meditation. I think you're getting better, I don't know. Maybe you're just sleepy. But I think you're doing better. Somebody lose their keys? Okay. All right. I don't know. I fly on airplanes a lot, and I'm often looking at what the people next to me are doing. And on a normal airplane, about, if there are six people around me, maybe four of them are watching movies. They have movies on the plane, but they also carry their own movie on their computer. And then it's surprising. I fly in business class a lot, and the businessmen are playing games on their computer. And I was sort of surprised, you know. I'm like, when do they have time to do business, you know? And they're paying like $10,000 for the air ticket, and they're playing games for hours and hours. Like stupid games that kids play. And then a few people are reading books like monster books and weird books, you know. People kill each other in the books and stuff like that. And then a few people get drunk, because in the business class they give you all the alcohol you want for free. And then sometimes I feel like I'm in the wrong plane, or, you know, I just feel weird. I feel like either I'm weird or they're weird, you know. One of us is weird. And I feel like I'm a stranger in my own country. Like, I feel like I can't understand, or I don't relate to all the people around me. And I think that's a bad habit, you know. We don't know what they're doing. Maybe they just meditated for 6 weeks and their lama said, take a break, watch a movie, you know. Or, you know, I think you have to be really careful about the tension between yourself and other people. You know, it's easy to say, I'm a Dharma practitioner and all these people are crazy. But we don't really know, you know. Every once in a while, one of those people will turn to me and say, you know, I saw an angel yesterday, you know. And I'm like, what? You've been playing crossword puzzles for 3 hours. And, you know, and you just don't know. Everybody has had mystical experiences. Some people talk about it. Some people give DCI talks about it. And some people just don't talk about it. But they had lots of them. They met lots of angels, you know. So we don't know. So I think it's important. You know, it seems like most people are crazy, and they're just in Shantideva calls it mahe dane doposhin, means they're like sheep waiting outside of the butcher house, and they're just getting killed one by one, and nobody gets scared and nobody is alarmed. You know, one sheep goes in, get killed, the next one's like bah, you know, and then the next one goes in and gets killed, and they seem crazy. But we don't know. So just in my own life, when I was younger, I decided everybody else was crazy. But when I got older, when you get 60, you get smart. And I decided maybe other people are, something special is happening to them. I don't know. You know. So I think it's better to, in English we say reserve judgment, like don't try to guess if this person is playing crossword puzzle or their Manjushri or Amitabha, I don't know, okay? But I know I can't waste my time, you know? I shouldn't waste my time. Okay, so be careful with that meditation. That's the three diamonds, right? So people criticize you, or it seems like they're doing other things, useless things, things that hurt them. But we don't know. Okay? There could be some lama or something. We don't know. Okay? So there's a tension, but let it be on your side. You know, watch your own life. Don't waste your time. Okay? Every time I want to take a rest, I think, I feel a little tired, like I don't want to read Dharma right now, or I don't want to meditate right now. And then I think, oh, are you sure you're going to feel better tomorrow? Maybe you're going to get sick, you know? Like, your body will get older, you won't be able to meditate. You won't be able to sit. You have to lie down, or your back hurts all the time. So if your back hurts a little, you should meditate. Because later it's going to hurt all the time. Okay? So just do it. Okay? All right. We're going back to the text. We're doing really well on the text. Mr. Adam, you ready? Yeah, nice. Okay. Dena Becha Le. Becha means Becha Rinchen Pumba, and it's an ancient book from about 1,000 years ago. Becha means the author, whose name was Potoa Rinchen Sel. He uses normal things in the world to explain Dharma. Okay. So, Pabongka Rinpoche quotes it, Komo Temsam Wadang De. So the spelling's all wrong in our text, okay? It's all wrong. It should be, the LBA should be a WA, and the SPRE should be SBRE, okay? And so it's hard to translate something when it's all spelled wrong. And it means the swan and the fox and the weasel, okay? So fox and weasel are two small creatures like this, long tail, red color. They like to eat birds' eggs and things like that. And this book is 1,000 years old, and I never saw anybody try to explain it. And I found it while you were doing Tormas. But I didn't have time to figure it out yet, because it's spelled wrong also. The explanation is also spelled wrong. Pabongka Rinpoche doesn't explain it, but he says it's an example for people who are really... people in Los Angeles, they like to talk about roads. You know, like, if you go to Los Angeles and you sit down with somebody for dinner, they'll say, I was going to take the 417, but I took the 38. I saved 16 minutes. I couldn't believe it. And the other person said, yeah, I was going over to the valley and I got the third lane to the left. Can you believe it? You know, and they just talk about roads, you know. And they think it's really interesting, you know. And then Medong, Temba means the door. What do you call the piece of wood? The threshold of the door is called a temba. Okay, and John Brady went to Mongolia and saved a special copy of all the. Where is John Brady? He's still cleaning up. He went to Mongolia and he found a copy of the Kangyur, 990 books of Buddha that never left the room. And he scanned it. His team scanned it, and they saved it. And that book's name is Tempangma. What's Tempangma?
Don't leave the threshold.
Yeah, you're not allowed to take it outside the threshold of the door, you know. And he found it, and he saved it. Tempangma. Okay. So this is Temba. Tembe Dhamma means right in front of your front steps is a Medong, okay? Medong means a big fire pit, okay? You know, like quicksand pit, you walk through the swamp, you see in the movies, and the guy suddenly sinks in the sand and he's, and it's called quicksand, okay? But there's another kind of quicksand that's made of fire. And up on top, it looks like normal ground. But when you step on it, you fall into a big barbecue pit, like for a cow or something. Somebody tried to kill the Buddha that way. You know, somebody tried to kill... several people tried to kill the Buddha. Several people tried to assassinate the Buddha because they didn't like him. And one day they invited him to go for a walk, but they prepared a big fire pit. And they were hoping he would fall in, but I don't know, he walked over it and he said, my feet feel really comfortable right now. Something like that. So if you have a Medong just outside your door, right? But you're thinking about Highway 417, you can save 6 minutes, or Highway 37, you could have saved in the third right lane, you could have really got... So your mind is on the highways in Los Angeles, but there's a thing outside your door that could kill you. You know, 1 inch from your door, there's a thing that can kill you. But you're thinking about the highways and how to get to Ventura a little bit faster. Okay? Okay? What's that an example for? Tarimbo salam sachepishan sangeke sadang ngak sok longtum betse chuju che chain pe. So people are talking about tantra all the time, secret mantras. Geshe-la, teach me the secret mantras. Don't waste my time with Lam Rim. You know, I want to know the secrets of Amitabha, how to go to the paradise of the angels, like Highway 317 to the angels, you know. And they don't realize that Dinangi Shemba, thinking about this life, Amazon, Facebook, you know, it's like a fire pit outside your door, you know. It's right there all the time. It's going to kill you. And you're worried about Amitabha, you know, mantra or some secret teaching, you know. But you got something inside your head that's going to kill you, which is thinking about this life, thinking about things you want in this life. Oh, I just need a little bit better car. Everybody needs a little bit better car, okay? Jigme told me to tell you that the... You did tell me. The Prius story, that she smashed her Prius, right? Somebody gave her a new car, and then she smashed it. And the next part of the story is she got a new big SUV, and she can drive all the way up the Diamond Mountain Road with no problem. So actually, it was a cool karma. Okay. Sangeki sadang naksal lam tumbatsechit. So people are always looking for some super secret thing, and they have a bomb in their own head, okay, called worrying about, you know, do people know I'm a good meditator? Did they notice in the yoga class that I did a handstand today? You know, and then that ruins their life. But they're thinking about some tantra thing or something like that, okay? The thing that's right here you didn't take care of, and your mind is on something that's 100 miles away, okay? De chingwa matruwa ni te dang da. So that feeling that you would like people to notice what a good Dharma person you are, it destroys your practice, and it's like chains, okay? It chains you, okay? It prevents you from progress. And all of those problems come from not doing death meditation. If you do death meditation every day, you won't have those problems, okay? You won't have that bomb in your head. I'll tell you the meaning of the goose and the fox and the weasel later when I figure it out. Okay. Anyway, it's related to the fire pit and the highways, okay? That's supposed to be the meaning of it. I don't know why. Okay, here we go. Shipa. This is the fourth of the six problems, okay? I don't know who's keeping track. I also don't know what came before. But maybe Jenny will tell us later or something. We're on the fourth problem, okay? We had three problems already. I think the first one was, if you don't think about death meditation, you won't think about Dharma. I think that was the first one. Second one, if you don't think about death meditation, you won't... You won't practice today? What's the third one? Oh yeah, your practice, but it's polluted by, oh, does anybody know I did a handstand today? Were they watching me? Okay, all right. Now here's number four. Drupala nandan dandoi nimi ni. You may practice, but you won't practice with a lot of enthusiasm. Okay, like you won't be really excited about it. Okay, like this. Did you do your meditation? Yeah, I did my meditation. Did you do your book? Yeah, I did my book. Did you do your yoga? Yeah, I didn't run away when John Brady started to do the hard poses. I stayed there. You know, but there's no excitement about it, okay? Then you go to a movie and you're like, You know, then you have to meditate, and you're like, oh man, okay, I'll meditate, you know. If you think about dying a lot, you start to think meditation is sexy, okay? All right? And it gets very interesting to you, okay? So right now, you know, we practice, but it's like pulling teeth, they say. I don't know. It's like, yeah, okay, I'll meditate. Some people are just so, what do you call it, responsible. They meditate every day, but they're not like hungry for it, you know. It's not like the most exciting thing in their day. They're like, you know. I asked somebody, what's the definition of yoga? They said, the thing that stands between me and lunch. The thing that stops me from reaching my lunch is called yoga. So, if you don't meditate on death, then maybe if you're a good person, you can force yourself to meditate, you can force yourself to do yoga, you can force yourself to do your book, but it's kind of like, feels like an obligation. You just, I have to do this, you know. And if you're a good person, you will keep doing it, you know. Just because the Lama told you, you have to do it, and then you're, okay, I'll do it. But really, you're more interested in what you're going to do after that, okay? So if you think about death a lot, then meditation gets exciting, and yoga gets to be exciting, and going to the old folks' home, it becomes exciting, okay? Like, it feels cool. It's like listening to good music or something, okay? Chiwa madhena chila nena chepa mi onwe. If you don't think about death, you won't be excited about your practice. Nyamnen jumma chepa jami nu. And sooner or later, you will break down. Your practice will break down. Because if it's boring for long enough, you'll just stop one day. You get too bored, okay? Tata rangre gejo chepa soki tse tang che chok. People like you and me, we get into John Brady's yoga class, and we start looking at the clock after 10 minutes. The clock in John Brady's yoga class stops every half hour for 20 minutes. I'm looking at the clock, it's not even moving. He's doing pose after pose. It's some kind of special clock in the cafeteria. And it's not moving, you know. And okay. Then you just get tongue che means you feel tired, you know. In the middle of the yoga class, you're like, when's this gonna be over, you know? Or in the middle of meditation, you're like, you know, you keep looking like, you're meditating like this, right? You're going like, maybe the clock is broken. Okay, that's like, you get tired really easily, okay? But then somebody says, you know, you want to go to a movie, and you're like, yeah. You know, like in the morning you felt tired and bored, and then they say you want to go see Star Wars, and you're like, yeah. Okay. So, Tsundru Chembo Minjung. And the problem is, Kyun means you weren't thinking about your death. Okay. If you think about your death, then it's really sexy to do some meditation. Okay. Because you can take that with you, and you can't take anything else with you. Okay. The dress you bought on Alibaba last week, somebody's going to throw it out. If you die today, someone's going to throw it out. But if you meditated today, you get to take that with you, okay? So it's better. It's cooler. If you think about your death all the time, then those things aren't nice. So the next three meditations, let's talk about them. Number 7, okay? Number 7, I chose a lady, she's on a train, I think, but she's doing her book, okay? She's doing her vow book, 6 times book, okay? And she's happy to do it, okay? She's really thinking about her vows because she's doing death meditation, okay? So the death meditation makes practice daily. Easy. It makes it easy to practice every day, okay? I don't know, it's like playing guitar or I don't know. You just have to do it every day. That's all. Otherwise, nothing's going to happen. Okay? So I don't really care if you're interested or excited, or it doesn't matter. You have to do it every day. You won't get any big result. Okay? Just a little bit. Just a little bit every day. You know, put that app on your phone. Do like 3 5-minute sessions. But do it every day. Same with yoga. If you don't do yoga every day, it's just going to always feel uncomfortable forever. You know, if you do a little bit every day, it starts to feel good. Okay? So practice is just like that. Okay? You can't brush your teeth once a week. Okay? It doesn't work like that. Okay? Your mouth is going to smell funny. Okay? Dharma's the... You just got to do it every day, okay? For the rest of your life. That's all. You're not going to have a vacation, okay? It's just part... You have to breathe every 2 minutes. You have to do Dharma every day. Or nothing happened, okay? You'll always feel guilty and it'll always be half-assed, okay? All right. So you have to do your death meditation every day. And then your practice gets very regular. And then you get results. Then you get nice things happening, okay? And you get hard. Your mind gets hard. Your body gets hard. You know, you become a Dharma tough guy. Your mind gets really strong, okay? Okay, Geshe Karakpe Mitapate Mitapachende Dubkan Godram Kitsemang Chulom Machuma. Then there's a Geshe called Karakpa. And he was practicing in a small retreat cottage. So if you want to know the name for retreat cottage, it's here. It's called Dubkang, okay? Dubkang, Siddha building. Siddha house. Like where you're going to achieve high realizations. In Tibetan, they don't call it retreat cabin. They call it realization house. You know, what number is your realization house? You know, in Tibetan, the word for retreat cottage is realization house. Okay, Dubkang. Then this Geshe, I don't know if you have this kind of plant in China. I don't know. In Mexico, I saw one. It's called Moneta, I think. Coin. It's a little vine, and it tends to grow everywhere. And sometimes they have thorns on them. I have it in my house. I have climbing roses, and they like to climb. And they have thorns on them. And then sometimes they grow across the door, and it's a big hassle. Every time you go in the door, it will scratch you. And, you know, so you cut it. Then this Geshe, he was so busy practicing that he didn't have time to cut the thorn bush that grows across his door. Every time he went outside, he got scratched. But he didn't have time to cut it because he was too interested in meditating. He said, I'll cut it tomorrow. Then he didn't cut it. Every day he didn't cut it. Okay. If you delay your practice on a single day, you will delay your practice every day and you will die before you start to practice. If you delay your worldly stuff every day, like, okay, I will order the pink shoes with the green inside, but I'll do it tomorrow. You know, because today I got to do my meditation. But definitely tomorrow I'll go on Alibaba, I'll get those shoes. And then tomorrow you're like, oh, I got to meditate. I'll buy the shoes tomorrow, okay? So you have a choice. You can delay your meditation forever and die like that, okay? Or you can delay your Alibaba purchases, your Amazon purchases. Just do it. Do delay it one day. And then the next day you're like, I'll order it on Friday because I'm meditating. I'm busy today. I got to do my yoga. Okay? And then finally, when you come to the end of your life, you won't have the green shoes. Pink shoes, whatever. But you'll have, your suitcase will be ready to die. You see what I mean? So if you're going to delay something, delay all those stupid things you have to do. Okay? All the men in the room, you can tell your wife. Geshe Michael told me not to do little stupid things around the house. You know, like fix the faucet or fix the toilet or He said, that can wait till tomorrow. You know, do your meditation. And then the next day you delay it again, and then it's okay. You will die and the faucet will still be leaking, but you'll be ready to die. Okay? Got it? So I gave all the men permission not to do any housework. Okay. That's what I do. No, you gotta do a little house. You're supposed to clean before you meditate, right? So you can do like 10 minutes of fix the faucet or, okay? Your house will be okay. Milare kodan samge sok napne jesu telwar jonkyang. So Milarepa had a, what's Milare mean? Yeah, it's a special kind of white cloth. It looks like a towel. Indian people wear it. It looks like, they call it dhoti, right? It's a piece of white cloth like this long and this wide, and you just tie it around your waist. I tried to wear it in India, but I didn't know how to keep it from showing other things. And finally I gave up. But Milarepa just wore that, you know. And like every Tibetan meditator, he had a Tsampa Gema. What's Tsampa? Andriana. Yeah, Tibetan cereal. Okay, she makes it for me almost every day. It's monks like to have it because it's pre-cooked. You just add hot water and you can eat it and you can go to the debate ground and, you know, it's super food. It's super healthy, and it takes 1 minute to make it. You just go like this, and, then you. If you have too much work to do, you just. And so every monk has a little bag they carry on their belt, and it's a little bag of tsampa. And it's like fast food, and it doesn't. Some monks eat that the whole geshe for 15 years, they'll eat just tsampa, because they're too busy. So Milarepa had a tsampa bag, and he had his little white cloth. And then they started to get torn, you know, because of why? He used to hang out in the nettles, the thorn, green thorns. It's actually very healthy for you. It's good for allergies. I got a big bag, but I didn't open it yet. I was too busy. But he used to eat just nettles, cactus soup. He made a soup out of green cactus, and his skin got green. And he didn't have time to cook. And then his tsampa bag got torn. He didn't have time to sew it. And his little towel got torn, and he didn't have time to sew it. He was too busy. Okay? Jesu Tsawar. Gyokyang sem long, this long, those of you studying Tibetan, okay? La na ro long on long. So generally long means to raise up or to ask for something, but this long means to have time. Long ma chung means I didn't have time. Okay? I didn't have time to tsem. Tsem means to sew something, okay? There's a tantra called sembu. There's a special tantra called the tailor. Someday you can learn it, okay? Long ma chungwar, gejor zepa shindu rangre kyang mitapa tena. If people like us really think about our death, lega shenla mitsimba gejor la takta tsun, we will slowly give up our other tasks in life. And we just kind of drop them, because you don't have time to do both, okay? Like, I don't know. You can't do Facebook and have a good Dharma practice. I'm sorry, I don't think so. You can't do Facebook regularly and have time to meditate, and you know, you can do Facebook once in a while, but to be, if you really check Facebook all, you know, for like 25 minutes or 45 minutes a day, you can't, you don't have time to meditate. So you decide, do you want to see people's stupid little videos, or do you want to have a good death? You know, you decide. Okay, you can't do both. You don't have time to do both. Facebook is unbelievably stupid. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. You don't, you won't, If you die suddenly, you won't regret that you didn't read your Facebook today. Okay? But you will regret that you didn't meditate today. Okay? It's easy. The choice is easy. It's just so meaningless. Most of the stuff online is just totally silly and wasted time. Really bad wasted time. Okay? You might as well read. You know what we do in three-year retreat? You know what's one of the favorite things for three-year retreat? Is to read the cereal boxes. And any kind of box, like any kind of, because you're starving for anything. So you spend, like, if you're doing retreat with somebody else, you're fighting over the cereal box. You know, I want to read how many calories. Because you're so, like, hungry for doing, wasting time, you know. Okay, so finally we told people, just cross out all the, anything written on the box of food, cross it out, you know. Because we were spending like an hour a day reading them. Savagirkan, Samla Matur, Gejo Zebishinu. Lega Shenla Mitsumba. So slowly you will get behind on your Facebook posts and you'll get ahead on your meditation. Okay? You can choose which one you want. Jugration. Nobody looks at my Facebook anymore because I posted like once 6 months ago and then I posted again like 3 months after that and then I just haven't had time. Dr. Tsenshin, Jugration Shumba Mepa, Draw Sing Sing. Say Draw Sing Sing. Draw Sing Sing. Means, ooh, I get to meditate. Ooh, I get to go to John Brady's yoga class. I'm so lucky. Okay, it's like that. You'll be excited if you do death meditation. Okay, it'll be like so cool to have some time to do some practice. Okay, if your death meditation is good, you should be hungry for meditation and yoga and stuff like that. Scott, what? How late do I go?
6:05. Yeah.
6. Okay, no break. You came late. We had the break already. Okay, problem number 5. What was problem number 4? You won't have any enthusiasm. You won't think it's fun if you don't meditate on death. Okay, your practice. Number 5. Napa rang ni ma rumba chepe ni mik ni. This is a really important one, okay? What's the picture in your meditation book? What's the picture for number 8? What's going on in that picture, number 8? What's happening? The guy's complaining to the lady at the coffee shop that his cappuccino doesn't taste right. Okay? He went to the coffee shop, he ordered a cappuccino, and I don't know, it's too hot or it's too cold or there's too much sugar or there's not enough sugar. And he's whiny person. I don't like the cappuccino. It's too cold. Or it has too much sugar. Or it took too long for you to make the cappuccino. Okay? If you don't meditate on your death, you will become a whiny person. Okay? Everything will start to bother you. Okay. There's people who eat organic, vegan, you know, and they just bother other people all the time, you know. Someone gives you a cookie and you're like, is it not gluten-free, sugar-free? Is it turbinado brown sugar? Was it baked under 300 degrees in a flax oven? You know. And then you just become a whiny pain in the butt, you know. Okay, so if you just meditated on death and someone gives you a cold cappuccino, you're like, okay, it's okay. You know, everything's okay if you're going to die this afternoon. Okay? Your mother calls you up. Wah, wah, wah. You're like, I love you, Mom. I'm dying this afternoon, okay? You know? Your boss says, you're stupid. You're like, I'm dying this afternoon. I don't care. You know, you didn't do that job fast enough. I said, well, maybe tomorrow. Okay. If you know you're going to die today, you're so patient with other people. You know, you have so much I don't know, what do you call it? You let things go. If you're going to die today, you let things go. If you're going to die, why should you complain about the cappuccino, you know? Or somebody pushed you in the food line, or someone fell asleep in the bathroom in the Jetson Copa Center. You know, one day I stood there for like 45 minutes and I found out somebody locked the door and left and closed it. And I was waiting for like 45 minutes, you know. And finally I knocked. I realized there's nobody in there. But you don't get upset about stupid small things if you just did your death meditation, okay? All right? And if you don't think about your death, then every little thing can bother you, okay? Every little thing will bother you. If you're going to die today, who cares? Okay? Who cares? You know, I don't know. You lost one of your socks, and you're going to die today. Okay, I can do without the sock. Okay? All right. So, Rang Nyima Rinpoche Pe Nyime, if you don't think about death meditation, you can become a pain in the ass, whiny person. Okay, that's called Ma Rinpoche Pa in Tibetan, okay? You become like a pain in the butt person. Chiwa Ma Dena Tse Dila Sheche Shene. You're so attached to every little thing in this life. Tsendi Dun Drupacher Pene Sokche Pala Chakdang Mongsum. The minute somebody looks attractive to you, you want to own them and you want to control their life, okay? And the minute somebody says something negative to you, you hate them forever, okay? But if you're going to die this afternoon, you know, you see some pretty boy and you're like, yeah, okay, good luck, man. Or your boss calls you stupid, you're like, yeah, okay, whatever. People who just did death meditation are really good at whatever. You know, okay, whatever. Chakdang Mong. Chakdang Mong. What's Chakdang Mong? What three animals are Chak, Dung, and Mong? Chakpa means I want that boy today. That's called attachment, right? It's the rooster in the wheel of life, okay? Dung is anger, you know. He said, he called me stupid. Then you're snake, you know. He called me stupid. If you just did death meditation, somebody calls you stupid, you're like, okay, what the, you know. Okay, and Mong, what's Mong? The pig, yeah, stupid. Stupid, okay. I didn't get a good cappuccino. I'm going to die this afternoon. So let me give the waitress a hard time. Let me tell her how stupid she is. Let me plant a lot of seeds to go to the hell realms just before I die. Okay? Like, if you're going to die today, you're going to be very careful what you say and what you do, because the seeds that you do on the day that you die could come up faster, because they're right in front of your mind. Okay? So if you might die this afternoon, it's important not to make any small, stupid seeds like complaining about a cappuccino, okay? Because you don't want to die with that one in front. Probably you'll be born in a Dunkin' Donuts serving bad coffee to people, okay? So don't make stupid little seeds if you're going to die today, okay? Which means you can never make stupid little seeds because you don't know if you're going to die today, okay? Got it? Okay, tabadang, tsepadang, te kengi shena taba. So hassling other people, tsepa arguing with other people, shengi marumba mawe shir kirpa, you know, being unpleasant to other people. Tana goi matsunki, if you don't do your death meditation every day, you might get a, goi matsun means black eye. Somebody will get irritated with you and punch you in the head. You get a black eye, okay? Matsun, goi matsun means everything from a damage on your head to on up, okay? Dangi manumbarche besok. Dichi Kundu Pumbache. So not doing death meditation is bad for next life, and it's bad for this life, because it makes you petty. So in English, there's a word petty. Petty means you get offended about small things. You get angry about small things. Oh, there's too much salt in my noodles. You know, that's called petty. You just worry about small, stupid things, okay? If you're doing death meditation, you won't be like that, okay? Dharma people should be like, have a wide tolerance for all kinds of stupid behavior by other people, you know? This person just dumped, I don't know, soy milk in my coffee. You should, okay, all right, I'll just drink it. Don't worry about it, okay? Dharma people should have a big, somebody puts ketchup all over your, I don't know, Cheerios, and you're like, okay, whatever, okay? This, you don't complain about stuff because you're going to die today, you know, I don't care. When they cut my stomach open, they'll find ketchup and Cheerios together. That's okay. Okay. All right? Okay. Number six, okay. Let's do a meditation, okay? Let's do a meditation. Like, have you been petty recently? Did you complain about the noodles in the... Yesterday I was sitting with somebody at dinner and they found a piece of garlic in their noodles and they mentioned it like six times. And I was like, you know, it's okay, man. You know, you die with garlic in your stomach or not. It's all right, you know. Okay? So, was I petty in the last few days? Okay? Like, did I complain about stupid, small things that don't matter if you're going to die today? Okay? All right? See if you were whiny or complaining in the last few days. Okay? And then think about death. And then think how important was that. I didn't get enough sleep 2 days ago. Okay? But, you know, you might have died on the way home, so it's okay. You die with sleep or you die without sleep, it's about the same. Okay? Ready? Oh, I feel jet lagged. You're going to die today. Okay. That's okay. Ready? 5 minutes. Okay? Just do it yourself. Are you complaining about stupid little things? And put your death on it. Compare it to your death. Okay. Here we go. 5 minutes about whiny Geshe Michael. +50. Okay, please come back to your breaths, three slow breaths. Okay, good. Let's do some question and answer. You have a microphone up there somewhere? We'll do, like, I don't know, 20 minutes of question and answer. If you have any questions about anything, anything is okay. It's up to Nick.
Okay.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
You're welcome.
Devakacha. I have this question for a while about, you mentioned to when you pick an object for meditation, stay with it for 2 or 3 weeks, and usually my meditation looks like preliminaries and Tonglen and the Lama's eyes and that meditation, and mindfulness, shamatha. So is it wrong, or should I change?
No, that's okay. If it's going well, and if it keeps developing and getting deeper, then stick with it.
Okay.
If it starts to get dry, and stick with it a little bit longer, and if it's still dry, then switch to another object.
Okay.
So it could be longer than a few weeks. It could be a few years.
Okay,
it's a good question. By the way, somebody asked me, I guess I'm not the person to ask, but what's the karma to lose weight? So just go to India, get an airplane ticket to Mumbai, and drink water everywhere. No, that's one method. The other method is just do the four steps, okay? Some people have trouble with their eating, okay? Like, I can't control my eating. I made my lamas, they were sick. They said, I feel like a cinnamon roll. So I looked up a cinnamon roll, what do you call, recipe? I never made them in my life, and I found a good recipe. It looked really good, so I made them. There were 18 of them, I think. Mama got one. Anyway, you can use the four steps, okay? Number one, I want to control my eating more carefully. I want to try to control myself. I don't want to go on food binges, and just eat 17 sweet rolls. It's pretty amazing. Number two, find somebody else who has this problem, right? Find somebody else. I can mention, I think she won't mind, Mandy Chen in Taiwan. And she had a big overeating problem, and it really bothered her. And she used to, she couldn't stop eating. And then she found a thing called Food Addicts Anonymous. It's called FA. It used 12-step program. And so she has to help somebody else with their overeating problem. And she looks great. She doesn't overeat anymore. She can control her eating very nicely. She looks really beautiful. And she decided to do it for other people for the rest of her life. She's introducing FA to Taiwan. She's the first organizer in Taiwan of FA organization, And that's such a smart idea if you don't want to overeat. So number one, decide I don't want to eat uncontrollably anymore. Number two, find other people who have the same problem. Number three, help them 1 hour a week. And then number four, be happy about it before you go to bed. This is the real way to stop eating problem. There's no other way. If you do a diet and it works, it's because you did the four steps and you didn't know you did them. Okay? So whatever seems to work, it's not working. What works is karma. So if you want to control your eating, then help other people. Okay. Then in American culture, I don't know China or Mexico, Germany, but in American culture, if you want to make someone happy, you buy them chocolates, or you give them cupcakes for their birthday, or, you know, like in, we honor people with bad food. This is American. No, it's just our parents taught us that, you know, if you're a good kid, I'll give you a cookie, you know. So we think if we have a friend and we want to honor them, then I will bake you some cookies, or I will buy you some special chocolates from, what's it called, Linden something. I don't know. Germans have 14 kinds of unbelievable chocolates that nobody else has. Lind. I went to Tokyo. There's a Lind shop. It ruined my afternoon. Okay, so if you want to make the karma not to eat poorly, don't give your friends bad food, okay? If you want to honor your friend, make them a nice vegan, you know. Someone gave me a vegan tart last night, Gyalse. That was delicious, even though it was healthy. Okay, so if you want to treat your friends, give them something healthy. And make something beautiful. It doesn't mean you can't. You can go in your kitchen and you can work for an hour and make some kind of really tasty, healthy thing. And then the karma of that is that you won't be so attracted to bad food. Okay? So don't do this thing where you buy people cookies or stuff like that. It's not, you're not helping them. Somebody started a rumor in Europe that I like chocolate. And I actually, nowadays I throw it out, you know. I accept it, I give a big smile, and then at the airport I just throw it out, you know. Because to give it to my friends is also not good. You see what I mean? Like if I bring it home and give it to my old lady, which is what I used to do, it's just going to hurt her. So the best thing I can do is just throw it out, you know. So, okay. Next question.
非常感谢老师教会我们以后我们不会堕落到下面去那么我的父母也是信佛的我有没有方法把他们送到天上去
Thank you teachers thank you for teaching us so that we will not fall down like to the hell. But is there a way to bring up our parents after they die, like get them to heaven?
Yeah, good question. So we are learning ways not to go to hell realm in this life. By the way, when we teach Kamala Shila next week, one of the nicest things are about level 7, DCI level 7. I think one of the nicest things is called Jorlam Su. It means when someone teaches you emptiness with a pen, you know, let's do it. Just answer, okay, don't think too much. What's this thing? If a small dog comes in here, what will they do? Does the dog see this as a pen?
No.
Does the human see it as a pen?
Yes.
Who's correct, the dog or the human?
Both.
Then if I leave this thing here, and all the people go to have dinner, and all the dogs leave also, and Tim is the last person out, and he closes the door, and there's nobody left in here, at that time, is this a pen or a chew toy?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. And that's kongxing, that's emptiness. Emptiness isn't anything else. It doesn't mean close your eyes, everything's black. It doesn't mean everything is illusion. If you think that, I'm going to hit you in the face with my illusion. And it doesn't mean nothing's good and nothing's bad. Those are all super stupid ideas. Shindukupa, okay? That's kongxing. Nothing more than that. When the dog's not here, when the human's not here, It's just something. It's not anything yet, okay? Then that person comes back in the room, and they reach here, and they look at this thing. In that moment, what does it become? Yeah, it becomes a pen again. Why? Because a seed opened in their mind. When they walked in the door, the seed didn't open yet. And they came closer and closer and closer, and when they first saw this thing, in that moment, a seed opened in their mind, karmic seed. And a small picture comes out, and it's made of light. And if you meditate every day, one day you will see it, okay? One day you will see it. Your mind is... Karma, the way karma opens is it's seeds are opening in your mind, and little pictures are coming out. The pen doesn't come this way. The pen comes this way. Little pictures are going beep, 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 beep. It's like a video, you know? Little pictures are coming out of your mind, okay? The word in Buddhism for a person who doesn't understand reality is this way seer. Sortong. Sortong means this way seer. They think the pen is coming this way, okay? Oh, that's a pen and that's the synonym in Buddhism for a stupid person. This way seer. Okay, they think everything's coming this way. When their husband yells at them, they think it's his fault. He wants to yell at me. They don't think he's coming from them, okay? Every stupid person you've ever met was a direct reflection of you. I'm sorry. Some people say, I don't know why, I'm surrounded by stupid people. They were all like... Okay? Then, anyway, so who put the seed for the pen in my mind? Only you can put a karma seed in your mind. Only you can do it. How did I put a pen seed in my mind? I gave a pen to somebody else. When my hand opened and the pen came into their hand, that image of my hand opening, it made an impression on my mind, okay? Like that. It came into my eye and it made an impression on my mind, okay? Look, see, there's a mark, okay? In a few hours, that's called a sanskara. And in a few hours, it becomes a vasana. Okay? That's a duce. That's an impression. And a few hours later, it becomes a mental seed. Okay? And then you have a seed for pen in your mind. And immediately, it starts to double every 24 hours. Okay? Why are we talking about that? If someone gives you that explanation, you cannot go to the hells after you die. Okay? If you understand that explanation one time, strongly, you cannot go be an animal after you die. Okay? You reach Jorlamsa. It's a special level. Level, path number 2. Level 2. Okay? Second part of level 2. You understand the pen. If you really understand the pen, you cannot go down after you die. Okay? That's like good advertisement for level 7. Just come, hear the pen one time. If you really understand it and keep that understanding, it's impossible, even if you want to go down after you die. Okay? Now what about people that we love who don't want to listen to the pen? My father was like that, you know. He was a nice man. But he wasn't interested in Dharma, you know. He was a good man. He didn't like to go to church. He wasn't against the church, he just didn't want to go. He wasn't interested in Dharma. Then he got cancer. And then I want to help him. So in Buddhism, and same in Catholic, same Christian, if you clean your bad karma just before you die, then... probably you won't go down, okay? So if you can do a good confession just before you die, it will help you not to go down, okay? So in the Christians, Catholic, they have very good custom. When the person gets in a car accident, you know, the ambulance will come and they will say it's too late. And then the policeman will call the priest and say, come fast to the car accident. He's dying. Take his confession. You know, and then I don't know, they do something on your head and the priest says, okay, thank you for confession, then you die, then probably you won't go to a bad place, okay? So my dad, he's dying of cancer. I know he fought in the Second World War. He was very young, and he killed many people. And then I thought, oh, he's dying, you know. He has to do confession, but he won't do it. He doesn't believe in the priest, you know. So, but real confession means you regret something and you agree not to do it again, okay? It's called shang dom, shak dom. Shak means confess. Dom means agree not to do it again. That's a real confession. So I tricked him. He was dying. I said, Dad, do you remember you told me what you did in the war? He said, yeah, yeah. I said, wasn't that terrible? He says, yeah. I killed many people. Then I said, would you do that again? He said, no way, no way. Then he died the next day. Okay? So try to get them to talk about the big mistakes they made. And if you get a chance at the breakfast table, tell them about the pen. You know. In a way, not in a missionary way. In America, we have some Christians, they knock on your door and they grab you and you have to believe. And you're like, not like that. Okay, we shouldn't be like that. Buddhist people should be cool, you know. We should trick people. You know, you wouldn't do that again, Dad. No. Okay, like that. But we're not allowed to bother people with our religion. That's why you do this mandala before the class. I'm not allowed to teach you unless you ask me. Okay? I'm not allowed to bother you. Okay? Okay? All right. Good question, though. So try to get them to clean. The best way to teach people in your family is to be so happy and so successful and so nice that they say, what are you doing? You know, okay. If you're unhappy and unpleasant, then it doesn't matter. You say, oh, I went to Arizona. Why? You studied to be more unpleasant? You know? Okay. Like, if suddenly you're very happy and your life is really beautiful, then of course your sisters or your parents are going to say, what are you doing? You know. I was in a car with a guy in Ireland. He's in our group in Ireland. His name is Maroon. Not Marut, Maroon. And he's Lebanese. He's, you know, he grew up in a Muslim country. And I was in the car with him one day. He was driving me, and his little daughter was in the back seat. I think she's like 5 years old. And he says, this is my teacher, Geshe Michael. And the daughter said, why you make daddy meditate all the time? You know? And then daddy was embarrassed, you know, and daddy says, well, you know, daddy has to meditate every day. Why daddy has to meditate every day? Because daddy gets angry. Why? Because daddy didn't meditate. If daddy doesn't meditate, he gets angry, remember? Did daddy get angry after he started meditating? Then she goes, no, daddy didn't get angry after he started meditating. You know, then she said, but could you just meditate for half an hour instead of an hour? Okay, but it means that even the 5-year-old noticed some change in her father. Okay, so the best way to influence your family is to be super happy and super friendly and super cool. Then they'll ask you, what are you taking some drug? Or then you can say, yeah, it's called meditation. Okay, all right. One more question? Any more question? But if you push your family and bother them, they will do the opposite. They will say, oh, okay, you know, Buddha, you know, they will do something bad. So don't push. Don't push too hard. Just be a good example. Okay.
Thank you. I have a question about this morning's teaching. You were talking about the Lotus Sutra and the men, the dogs, and the gods. And the Buddha having this ability to bank his karma. So I get a little confused after studying that, you know, everything's coming.
Yeah,
does it mean that the person who's meditating will never go hungry? Does it mean that they are at a certain level of realization of emptiness? And
yeah, it's a good question.
Do they have to be an Arya?
Okay. It sounds like in that story, and he's quoting 3 or 4 sutras where Buddha said the same thing. I take my extra good karma and I dedicate it, Noah. I dedicate it, Gewa Di Kyawakun, to other people who are going to be meditating in this planet for the next 1,000,000 years. I dedicate my karma to those people that they will never go hungry if they practice Dharma. Nobody who ever practices Dharma will die from hunger. And if they do, then I'm not a Buddha. That Buddha said that. Then that's difficult to understand, because generally, what we just said about your father or your mother, you cannot give them karma. You can't say, oh, Buddha gave karma to us, so I'm going to give karma to you. You know, I'm going to give you my karma. And it's not possible. We always say it's not possible. Why? Because I have a dentist. Understand? If Buddha could give me his good karma, I wouldn't have a dentist. It's true. It's proof. It's ultimate proof. You don't need more proof than that. If Buddha can give away karma, I won't have a dentist. But I do. So it must be impossible. Now, so how can Buddha bank good karma for everyone who's going to meditate after that? We have to say in Buddhism, in the law of karma, it's like the blind man who got cured by Jesus, right? And he thanked Jesus, thanks for making me see. And Jesus said, your faith hath made you whole. You know, it's your faith created the cure, not me. Okay, your faith gave me the power to give you sight, you see? So if you honor Lord Buddha, if you believe in Lord Buddha, then you can get the extra karma and you will never be hungry. So I think you have to interpret it as saying a person who meditates with faith in Lord Buddha will never go hungry, okay? Something like that. Because your faith creates the karma to get food, okay? It's not Buddha cannot hand you a hamburger, Big Mac. But if you have faith in Buddha and you go to do a retreat, you won't die from hunger. The Big Mac will roll down the highway to your retreat cabin. But it's being drawn by your faith and not by the Buddha's power. Okay? Really? Okay? It's your faith in the Buddha which creates the seeds for food. Okay, it has to be like that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a dentist. And I do. And he loves to cut. Okay. Next question. It's a good question. It's a good question. Maybe one more question. By the way, and there's some Christian people told me, so you don't believe in God, right? You don't believe there's a person who can help you. Don't you feel lonely? You know, like we have God. When we have trouble, we can pray to God, you know. But you don't believe in a God. So, you know, when you have trouble, what do you do? Don't you feel kind of lonely? And then I say, no, we have Buddha, you know. And they said, but Buddha can't help you. And we say, yeah, but if we have trust in Buddha, that karma helps us. And when you pray to your God, we believe, Buddhists believe, that's okay, that's possible. Because you believe in that God, and because you follow what the God said and you don't hurt other people, then God can help you. And we believe that. Like, Buddhist people accept your God. We believe there's such a thing. You can call it karma, but we don't say that to Christian people. You know, what you call God, we call karma. But it's the same thing. If you are a nice person, God will help you. And you can call it karma or you can call it God. I don't care. You know, so if you believe in that person in disguise called God, and if you believe God wants you to follow the Ten Commandments and don't hurt anybody, be nice to everybody, and you follow that, then of course good things will happen to you. And then that God will exist because you made them. Okay? Okay? No problem.
谢谢格西的教导。那我在Herbalife的事业已经18年了，我在差一点点几乎就要成功了，可是停留很久。那这两年呢，把格西教我们的东西，我运用在我的团队跟我的事业上有很大的进步。然后我的行销方式是Facebook，我需要得到人们的关注，因为 每天我都必须要po文，然后他们会从Facebook找到我。但是刚刚讲的这些东西让我有一点迷惑，我不晓得我该怎么做。谢谢。Thank
you, Geshe-la, for your teaching. I have been working in Herbalife for 18 years, and I nearly made a big success. But in the last, before 2 years ago, I got stuck. Then I started to use the method you taught us, and it's getting better. I use it for myself and in the team. Then my way to like attract clients, make sales, is to post things on Facebook. And I have to use it every day to post something and to attract people.
Yeah.
And what you just said really confused me because, yeah, so what can I do?
Yeah, okay, it's a good question.
And what she's also like a teach people how to lose weight.
Yeah.
Like, he's also okay. A coach for that.
Okay, good.
She's also a coach for that.
Okay. When I say Facebook, what I mean is, I looked at mine today. I looked at mine this morning. I never post anything, never. There are 5,000 people on my Facebook thing, and sometimes it just disturbs me because they are showing people got in a car accident or somebody got eaten by a shark or, you know, or just this person can beat up this person with kicking and punching and, you know, many people, my friends, people I know, they're putting stuff like that on Facebook just because it's strange or, you know, I don't know, amazing. Look, this guy kicked this guy 34 times and finally the guy fell down. It's so amazing, you know, and a lot of people, I don't know, it really disturbs me. So I'm talking about that. If you can use, of course Buddha will use Facebook.
Hello. She need to attract people. She need the attention from the people.
Yeah,
so
that's
is it
fine.
Bad thing?
Yeah, not bad. I mean, if you use it to make people healthy, if your motivation is I will show this Facebook video about the cute little kid because then people will buy something and make them healthy. That's fine. That's great. Buddha uses tricky things all the time. I'm sure Buddha will use Facebook. You know. But you have to be careful why you're using it, okay? If you're just gossiping about, you know, I don't know, this chicken had two heads and he lived in, no, many, many, many things like that in Facebook. Then it's just waste everybody's time. But if you are trying to attract people to make them healthy, then you should do more Facebook. And you should do LinkedIn and all those other things, Twitter and WeChat and WeTalk. You should use everything. Yeah, it's your motivation, okay? And just be careful with wasting your time. I mean, looking at other people's junk. It's just junk. I have some friend, he's a good friend of mine. He always put up the video of the people doing, what do you call it, MAM or?
MMA.
MMA, just hitting each other and trying to kill each other. And and I'm really surprised because he's a nice person. And then I start to watch it because he put it on my Facebook. Okay, one more. There's a guy. No, it's okay. Last question.
Thank you, Geshe. You said how karma works, and like in the DCI, you taught us all the karma we have planted is like the plane waiting in the airplane,
yeah.
Airplane waiting in the line, right?
Yeah.
And it will ripen according to the time when we planted.
Yeah, in accounting they call it FIFO, FIFO, first in, first out.
Yeah, but just now you said before we die, the bad karma just ripen right away, right?
Yeah.
So it's just a...
It's a balance. It's a good question, okay? Mm-hmm. Any karma that you plant with strong emotion can go ahead of the other airplanes.
Right.
And also any karma which is very fresh in your mind, temporarily it can go ahead for like half a day or something, okay? So if you just had a big fight with your friend, mm-hmm. but you were nice to your mother for 6 days, and you die suddenly,
and the
big fight isn't fun, okay? Just for a short time, then it goes back to the back, okay? So it's very important, for example, in the Buddhist scripture, it says, never freeze the body of a dead person. Try to wait for 3-4 hours at least, okay? So in America, there's a law. When the person dies in the hospital, they have to go in the refrigerator within half an hour or something. And but for Buddhists, we're supposed to try to keep them out of the refrigerator because they're not quite dead yet. Then they feel cold and they say, I need fire. And they go to the hell. They go to the fire hell. You see what I mean? There's famous stories, somebody was dying and they the last thing they saw was a beautiful elephant. And they're like, I want to be an elephant. Then they're born as an elephant. Okay, so anything that's very fresh. We have to be very careful about people while they're dying. Like, we shouldn't be noisy. There shouldn't be, you know, everybody should be quiet. There should be some quiet mantras. Everything should be peaceful. All the family should be support them. And everyone should be quiet and peaceful and try to help them to go quietly, okay? Because if you make some big noise or if you startle them or if they suddenly see someone they didn't like for 20 years, then that there's a danger that seed will come up by accident. And the last seed in this life is very influential in the next life. Okay, you can spend your whole life nice person. Then if the last thought is angry, it's a big danger, okay, like that. So we have to be very careful of the last few hours just to make it peaceful and quiet and things like that. Because that seed, temporarily, it goes ahead. It's a good question. Yeah.